out what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Hello, we're on tonight, Wednesday night edition of the program, and we are waiting to hear from Mr. Clark, John Clark, who, as you know, is involved with the Invasion USA issue, and he promised he would be here tonight. So we'll look forward to his presence, and we'll see what he has to say. I know he always has something to say about the gang that couldn't lie straight in Washington. And that gang is growing, indeed, to show you, you know, just how phony they are, the Dems and the Repubs. There obviously is not a dime's worth of difference between them, as George Wallace used to say years ago. And that's just unfortunately true. They're, you know, they're sickos and they're psychos and they're a bunch of criminals, unfortunately. And I believe that we do have John Clark on the air right now. Hello, John.
How you doing, Rick?
Good. I was just describing the Congress and the White House of the United States as a bunch of sickos and depraved lunatics, and I don't think you would probably disagree with me on that.
No, I wouldn't. I know firsthand how sick they are. And especially with these two agents, the Border Patrol agents,
yes,
who were sentenced to 11, 12 years, and Ms. Ramos was just beaten up in prison. This is really a disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first off, I was a little divided on it because a friend of mine in the Senate told me he saw the report exactly what had happened, which
right,
the public hadn't seen. That was the fact that they hit this guy in the face with the butt of a gun, and after he raised his hands, they didn't know he was a drug smuggler. They didn't know he was an illegal alien. He started
mm-hmm.
running. Well, I started running too if I was hit in the face with a gun for doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they fired 12 rounds,
mm-hmm.
hit him once, and then the drug smuggler got home and told his mother. His mother calls somebody in the Border Patrol station in Naco. In turn, they call somebody in Homeland Security. And Homeland Security gets in touch with this drug smuggler, offers him immunity
mm-hmm.
If he'll testify against a Border Patrol agent. Now, this man also was found smuggling drugs again while this was going on,
mm-hmm.
and he's given a free pass. Now, I don't agree with what happened initially with the Border Patrol agents. That was a little out of hand, but after finding out they lied, they said they had other stuff, like that they were out looking for Mexicans. They lied about that.
Mm-hmm.
This whole administration, from the White House on down, is totally corrupt.
Oh.
And you have Homeland Security run by Chertoff, our old buddy Chertoff. We've gone over it many times, what this man is about. He has an agenda along with President Bush, and that's not the well-being of this country. I know that, when I went on that investigation down to Puerto Rico and found out what Homeland Security is doing down there, the U.S. Virgin Islands, just
mm-hmm.
letting everybody in the world come through. But to prosecute these Border Patrol agents, and then he's beaten up in prison.
In prison, yep.
It's just outrageous.
I had read that last week. All right, we'll be right back. We'll talk to John Clark tonight. 800-313-9443. My number, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, is on the air.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams.
All righty. We're back. John Clark is with me, Americans for Immigration Control. What you say is true, John. You know, we had reports this past week about one of the agents, Ignacio Ramos. He was an El Paso Border Patrol agent in jail, beaten by other inmates. And he's in Mississippi, Yazoo City, Mississippi. And then he was finally put in solitary confinement. And his father-in-law, Joe Loya, had reported the situation. He said the other inmates recognized him from a segment about the case on the TV show America's Most Wanted, which we also promoted last week that it would be on. So here, you know, it's obvious that these characters in Homeland Security and the judicial system, they would like to take as much of an opportunity to endanger the lives of those who are enforcing the law as they possibly can. I don't think there's any question that they wouldn't mind seeing these agents meet with misfortune in jail.
Well, you're absolutely right. It was a setup job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is talk with the Republicans. I think Dana Rohrabacher and Bunker Hunter has initiated this, that if anything else happens, I mean, they should be talking impeachment already for this man. The only problem is, even if we impeach Bush and we impeach Dick Cheney. The next in line is Nancy Pelosi. That's going out of the frying pan into the fire.
Well, I don't know now. You know, I mean, they're all bad, let's face it. But
yeah, all of them are bad.
But the thing is, George Bush's administration is directly run by the neocons, whose loyalty is to Israel, not America. And they're intending now to start the next war in Iran and Syria and go all the way through the Middle East for democracy, quote unquote. And I don't envision Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats getting away with that right up front. I mean, there is this slight difference of opinion. And, you know, privately, they'll tell you they hate the neocons. They hate the Israeli lobby. But the fact of the matter is they're frightened to death of them. But Bush has made it his crown of thorns.
The Democrats will give amnesty that George Bush wants because that's their voting bloc.
I know.
That's what the Democrats want.
They're both
there's
bad.
Nothing redeeming about the Democrats at all. There are a few Republicans that have held the line, Dana Rohrabacher being one, and Congressman Tom Tancredo from Colorado. But the vast majority have literally sold out this country. Now, you're talking about the Attorney General. Here we have Alberto Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
Who's probably a anchor baby. His parents were probably illegal aliens.
Why can't we definitively find out?
Well, I'm going to find out as soon as I get back up to D.C. I've got somebody looking into it
We've
now.
We've been hearing about that for a long time. Well, why isn't he just asked point blank? Can he answer that question?
Yeah, well, they're very evasive on this and other matters. But also you have, like we've talked about, Chertoff. We also have Mel Martinez. Here in Florida, we call this man the Cuban Connection.
Yeah.
He spoke Spanish for the first time on the floor of the Senate. Mm-hmm. Now, this man was put in charge of the RNC. He's now the president of the Republican National Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why he's there is the Republicans were told that they were too tough on Mexicans, you know, because of the illegal immigration. It has nothing to do with Mexicans. It's illegal. Now, one of the new things that have come up... I mean, you're really going to think you're hearing things when I tell you this, but I think I've told in the past where Cubans, once they reach shore, once they reach Mona Island or the United States, they're here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
If once they get here, they get $9,000 in cash, free medical, and a low-interest business loan. It's called the Cuban Adjustment Act. Now the Venezuelans, because they are run by a communist dictator, Hugo Chavez, are going to demand the same thing. And there's anywhere from 2 to 3 million Venezuelans who will want to come here, which I don't blame them, to get away from this Chavez taking their property, which he already is.
Yeah.
But they're going to give them the same, they're demanding the same thing. $9,000 in cash, free money.
Yeah. Can you believe that? I almost shook my head in disbelief at that.
Well, I mean, it's just incredible. Now, talking earlier about, you know, the media, how they don't get anything out. If it wasn't for people like yourself, I mean, you're out there sacrificing your time, you know, being the Paul Revere of radio, a few others. I always mentioned Lou Dobbs, but I've got some reservations on Dobbs now, lately. But... because all of them, I think they're gotten to, especially when I see them have Jesse Jackson as a panelist, you know, talking to him as an expert. I mean, this is just outrageous. I mean, a person like that. And and also, what's his name? The other one running for president, the black fellow, Al Sharpton.
Oh, Al Sharpton, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think people remember the Brawley incident. I mean, Dennis Finnage. Where is the American people? You know, you say they don't let the Democrats get away with this. They're already getting away with it. You know,
no, both parties are really one party, the globalist socialist party. One party may be a little worse than the other in some way, and yet, you know, it doesn't matter. Like on foreign policy, the Republicans right now are really the obvious bad guys, and the Democrats are trying to play counterweight, you know, like we're going to keep you in check. We want to spend more money on the local domestic agenda, and George Bush wants to spend trillions of dollars on wars around the world. So take your pick. How would you like to die, John? Would you like to be shot or hanged? Either way, you're going to die.
Bush is bleeding this country dry. That's exactly what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about the scenario that I've seen with everything in place around the world, like you know, Red China is the one that's stepping in. They're one pulling the strings on this.
They know exactly what they're doing, yes.
And we walked into it with Henry Kissinger. We talked about that. We talked about their oil drilling off of our coast, off 50 miles off the coast of Florida. Then they're doing slant drilling into our oil
mm-hmm.
reserves.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, George Bush is bleeding us dry with Iraq. And they're
yes.
sending 20,000 more troops over there. We're going to be defenseless.
That's the idea. You know, it's hard to believe, but you know, John, I a word of encouragement. I have to say that, you know, I face stupid people all the time. I meet them everywhere I go. Okay, I'm going to be very blunt about it. They're really well-meaning but stupid people because they don't take the time to think. And now I'm finding, you know, that here and there I've been planting seeds for a long time in my personal relationships. And now when I tell them how the dollar has lost 30% of its value in just the last 6 years, how the Federal Reserve is deliberately taking the dollar down, how they're taking America down with it, talk about the so-called free trade agreements, the NAFTA, the, you know, the NOW, you know, the New World Order plan for the National Union, the North American Union, SPP. Now they're starting to say, hey, I can't believe it. This country is really going to hell. I say, yeah, that's where it deserves to go. But the reason is, you've got to realize, the reason is because you have been sitting down on your fat, blessed assurances and letting it happen, paying the taxes that makes it all possible, and you haven't done anything but support George Bush because you have had this notion that if you don't support your government, you're not a patriot. You're not supporting your country, when nothing could be further from the truth. Now you're beginning to see the forest from the trees. Well, hallelujah. Thank you. It's about time. Amen.
The Rockefeller Industrial Complex, the Ford Foundation, all these organizations, which, you know, we go back, everybody thought it was somewhat of a conspiracy theory to have, you know, globalist one world government, you know, et cetera. But it is real. They created the feminist movement. They backed the homosexual movement to destroy the family unit.
Mm-hmm.
That is why the Roman Empire fell when the family
yes.
unit broke down.
Yes.
They're attacking from all sides. And if you try to say anything against homosexuals or feminists, you know, you're a homophobe, you hate women, you know, et cetera. And if you don't like if you're against the illegal aliens, you're KKK. This is, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU. Where's the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center trying to defend these two Hispanic Border Patrol agents?
No, they're on the other side. They're trying to keep
Where's
them
prosecuted. La Raza? Where's Maldef? You know, they're so concerned, quote-unquote Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they to defend these Border Patrol agents? American people have to realize this is a reality. It is for real. This is not a joke. This is not a, you know, playtime. In the 13 years that I've been in Washington, D.C., I'm just really disgusted to go there. I just said, that, you know, this can't be happening. And I verify with people I know that are in the government that are still committed to, you know, this country and the Constitution. And I run it past them. I said, am I being paranoid or is this really happening? Absolutely happening. I had a retired chief agent of the FBI in Washington, D.C. I put on this concert in front of the mall there, and I asked him, I said, is this really happening? He says, absolutely. But the American people just don't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have, they've brainwashed them, they've neutralized them with, you know, football and baseball. As long as they get their car, their two-car garage and have something on the table, which is understandable, but they have to realize they're not going to have that much longer. It's going to be taken away. It's already being taken away. How many homeless people do we have in this country? And a lot of them made homeless by illegal aliens taking their jobs. I told that to Judge Bork. I think you remember Judge Bork.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a dinner with him one night. I said, Judge, these illegals are taking jobs that American citizens should be taking. He said, that's hogwash. I go, are you kidding? I said, there's anywhere from 20 to 30 million illegals in this country. They're working for $4 and $5 an hour, and they're not taking jobs. So American citizens,
mm-hmm.
it's pervasive to our whole society.
Makes
everybody
me think
kind of grab these corporations, all of them.
Yep. Okay, we'll be right back. John Clark, our guest. We're talking about the decline of the Roman American Empire. Join us, Rick Adams, your radio Avenger.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hey, we're back now. 1-800-313-9443 with John Clark. You know, also, John, you mentioned organizations like MALDEF, you know, the so-called Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, and now they've filed a lawsuit in Texas. You've got, well, it goes back to this governor, who's a real sellout, Governor Rick Perry, who's, you know, some people have mentioned, you know, first his plan to dispense of the vaccines for young girls in school as young as 9 years old to make sure that they don't get this dreaded sexually transmitted disease. Well, he's gone beyond that now, and you know, he's been playing the both sides of the aisle. You've got this sweeping higher education proposal in Texas that now some people are concerned are going to leave the border universities behind as it shifts funding toward incentive formulas. You know what the incentive formulas are all about, and you know what they're doing. They're pandering to the border universities, and they're pandering to the special interests of MALDEF and La Raza and the rest of them. So they're talking about shifting money away from the normal routine educational funding, and this institutional enhancement money is being considered a special item, like dozens of others that are listed in the high education budget, all slated for elimination under Perry's proposals. He's knuckling under. He's giving in. You know, he's proposed funding overhaul for education that would offer incentives for higher graduation rates and implement mandatory exit exams, right? All of that would increase by $1.7 billion, John, and put hundreds of millions of dollars for special items such as the enforcement money and the specialized programs. They're all going to disappear while Rick Perry fiddles. The nation is burning and perishing.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, I have so many people, like when I give talks, people around the country, they always say, well, what can we do? What you have to do is you have to get on the phone, call your congressman or senator, tell them you realize what they're trying to do or what they are doing, demand that these two Border Patrol agents be freed, number one, be given a pardon by Bush, which I doubt if he will. He hasn't even looked at it. Also demand that our troops, instead of being sent to Iraq, put on the Mexican border. That is more of a threat right now than Iraq ever would be. We can't leave Iraq alone because, as you all know, Iran would step in and take over. That's the only part I agree about with what Bush is saying. But he's saying it for all the wrong reasons.
Once
the door is open, you know, they took out the only stabilizing force, sorry to say, Saddam Hussein.
And they did that knowing this would happen, by the way.
Yeah, he was, just, believe it or not, a stabilizing force. He, you know, kept them in check, all these shooting different divisions in Iraq. And they're doing the same thing in this country, you know, balkanizing the country with the Spanish and English. And now they're bringing in so many different people that hate this country. I'm just amazed, and I hope your listeners realize how real this is, and to call and demand action now, because otherwise I really don't know what's going to be the fate of this country if they don't. It will be the poem, not with a bang, but a whimper, and I don't want to see us go down without a fight. And people wake up. I hope they listen to you. You're not a conspiracy theorist. The things that you're saying about all of this is all true. I know firsthand because I've been working in D.C. for the past 13 years, and the things that you say are absolutely true. You have to wake up, and it's frustrating to not see the media, how they're manipulating the public and keeping them down. And, you know, people like yourself are the only ones that are informing. If it wasn't for you and a few others, nobody would know anything. It's like myself. If I wasn't involved with this, I'd be driving around just dumbed down like everybody else. Like everything looks somewhat normal unless you go into certain areas. You know, go to East L.A., go to, you know, certain areas around the country. People are saying, where did all these illegals come from? You know, some say, well, where did all these Mexicans come from? It has nothing to do with nationalities. It has to do with legalities. I mean, why should we have to pay taxes to support lawbreakers?
And that's exactly it really blesses my heart to see that Walmart is finally getting its comeuppance with these suits, these lawsuits against them, you know, having to do with discrimination and so forth. They have opened the door to bringing in, you know, billions of dollars of goods made in Red China. They have also gone out of their way to allow illegals to be hired at some of their facilities pretty openly, and violation of the labor laws and all of the rest of it. Now the chickens, John, are beginning to come home to roost. These corporations that are multinational, universalist, globalist corporations do not give a whit about America or her sovereignty. And that's why when you speak of enforcing the laws and the employee verification system, for instance, the EVS, they snub their noses and thumb their noses at us because they say, hey, the whole world, man, is our backyard. We're not loyal to America. We're not concerned about illegals coming into the country. We need them. We profit from them. And who above them in government is profiting? Right back to the key players. All right, stay where you are, John. John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll take calls now, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Alrighty, we are back. We have a lot going on and a lot to talk about, and we've got callers lined up. I can't help but get back to this. This is a real, as I said in opening the program, a real sick situation. If it wasn't so tragic, it would be humorous. We have the man in charge of Homeland Security is a definite, definite threat to our national security. He is an Israeli firster. He's a dual loyalist, as far as I'm concerned. We have enough evidence on the Israeli involvement in 9/11 and their foreknowledge of 9/11. And we have to wonder, why is this pattern emerging? This pattern of arresting those that obey the laws, those that protect us from invaders, and harassing legitimate people, and doing everything you can to protect these criminal aliens who are coming in, drug pushers. We have to ask those questions. Now the media aren't asking those questions, as you've said. The people NBC, CBS, ABC, MSNBC, Fox, these guys are never going to ask those tough questions. We're the only ones asking these questions. Is, you know, America that brain dead that we can't ask some legitimate questions? Now, John, as you know, we have the memo that was obtained Well, it was obtained really by the World News Daily, website, indicating that fingerprints were found on the vehicle that was abandoned by a Mexican drug smuggler who was given immunity to testify against these border agents, and apparently contradicting the United States attorney's claim that he had no evidence to prosecute the smuggler. How do you like that, John?
Well, the letter that was received by Ramos's wife, Monica, said that he, the agent, Ramos, has broken ribs, blood coming out of his ears. The Hispanics that beat him up in prison were screaming, kill the Border Patrol agents. Mm. And then today, DHS Inspector General Richard Skinner testified that the evidence used to convict and imprison the Border Patrol agents were all lies. If an American citizen lies in court, they're sent to prison. But yet these corrupt people, right on down the line from the White House, they should be all in prison.
Absolutely. Bush first and Cheney.
Of course. Yes. I mean, can't people get the picture here? These men were sent in there. They had regular shoes on that they weren't supposed to be wearing. He still didn't get any help from the prison, any medical help. So the prison officials were undoubtedly involved with this, and yet they're still in prison, and Bush is not doing anything. I mean, come on, people. Wake up. I mean, enough is enough. I've seen this downslide going on for a while now, but it was when George Bush first came on the scene, when friends of mine in the House said, hey, we got memos not to touch immigration. That was before mm-hmm. he even became president, mm-hmm. so they knew exactly what
That's
was going
right.
on. The voting machines are all corrupt. You have this Senator Hagel, who now they're pushing. I saw on a Lou Dobbs show saying that Senator Hagel might be a good candidate.
Oh, sure.
This man is I'm exasperated. I don't even know what to say. I wake up in the morning and I go, isn't anybody going to do anything? I'm trying to do something. Barbara Coe and yourself and others, mm-hmm. but we're a minority.
Yes.
We can only do so much. American people have to get involved before it's too late.
Well, they're shrugging their shoulders, and many of them do realize it. They're saying, so what do you want us to do? What can we do? We start shooting these politicians or what?
You got to contact your senator, your congressman. You've got to come up with creative ideas. Like the Minuteman Project started out as a pretty good idea, and it became corrupted, both sides. As you well know, with the Minuteman, with Chris Simcox getting involved with Cons.
Yep.
Sold out completely, trying to raise $55 million for a fence that isn't even there. It's a cattle fence. They're just walking right across it, around it, under it, whatever. but we have to come up with ideas like that. We have to be creative as Americans and say, we better do something to save this country. Because if we don't, they will have flooded this country with so many people who don't care about this country. I mean, these illegals that come into this country, they have a handout and a fist. These are not immigrants, and I just found out that the state people in the State Department call these customers immigrants.
Yeah,
people with visas are called customers by our State Department.
Mm-hmm.
And these corporations, the ones that are being sued, Tyson's Food, the packing plants. I told you about Senator Hagel years ago when Doris Miser was the head of the immigration INS. She went into packing plants in Nebraska to try to match up Social Security numbers, and about 3,000 didn't match up. Well, Senator Hagel threatened to get her fired.
Yep.
I mean, and now, a presidential candidate, before he was on Bush's side promoting the amnesty, now he's against the war. These people there's nothing redeeming about these people. And we know how they get in this power. The voting machines. The voting machines are totally corrupt.
Well, I'm afraid there is a lot of evidence to substantiate what you've just said. We've seen it.
They're voting machine companies, ES&S and Diebold, okay? And they're owned by two brothers, and both brothers are buddy with George Bush.
Of course.
Now, I was on C-SPAN about a week ago talking about this because they were promoting Chuck Hagel as possible. I said, are you kidding? I said, you can't do that. They said, well, who would you vote for? I said, as an individual, there's only one person I would vote for, and that would be somebody that would is trying to stop this illegal immigration. I'm involved totally, you know, with immigration. I'm not a one issue, but, you know, that's what we have to focus on is the immigration, because that is really the biggest threat. But, you know, they keep diverting the attention to Iraq and Iran. There are plans, from what I've heard inside, is that they are planning to attack Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to get chaotic.
That's the end of the empire, my friend.
This friend of mine was told about that 11 months before it even happened, you know, the 911.
Yep.
The whole scenario. This was done by the Rockefeller Industrial Complex and, you know, whatever you want to call them, Illuminati, whatever.
They're evil people. Make no mistake. They're sinister people, and they obviously do not love America or what she stands for, but they are globalists. They are all internationalists and interventionists. So
look at us as serfs. They call us serfs. That's exactly their terminology for the people of this country. Not only just the country, but serfs. They want a chip put in everybody, and so they can keep control.
That's right.
And I just hope your listeners listen to you very carefully, Rick, because the American people.
Listen to me. And our listeners are well informed. In fact, let's take a few of them right now and bring them on the air. All right, John Clark, my guest. Let's talk to you. First off, Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, Rick.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark, I applaud everything you're doing. You're giving it the 100% effort and so forth. But you asking the listeners to call their congressman would be like me asking the chickens to call Mr. Fox in charge of the hen house. Would you please investigate the recent massacre of the chickens in the hen house? And Mr. Fox promises he'll do so, and lo and behold, a couple of months later he comes back and says, well, we're not sure what really happened, but we know the foxes weren't involved. Now, this is the situation you're in.
Well, Jim, you do have a couple of people in Congress in your state in Texas. One, John Culbertson, Lamar Smith, are on our side on this issue, on the immigration issue. If you need to contact Culbertson, give his office a call, or give Lamar Smith's office a call. These people are on our side. There are a few still in the House. There are none in the Democrats.
You can count them on one hand. I mean, it'd be like saying, well, Mr. Diogenes has a chance of succeeding because he does have a lantern. He's not going to find an honest man. I'm sorry. That ain't the way life works. You have to be realistic about things.
You know, if you contact these two, I know for a fact that these two in your state are on our side. So if you want to do something, contact them. There is no other. The only other alternative, you know, you've got to come up with ideas.
Well, I have an idea. I know what will work. When things get so bad that people have to make a choice, they will make a choice.
By then, there won't be any options. They will take all the options away from you.
There's always an option. When it gets so bad, people have to make a choice. They'll make a choice.
Well,
and that's always the way it's been down through history. Because the people that run things...
Right. I just see that all the options are being taken away, and... If you get down to that point...
Because the people that control things know all the options are taken away. That's the point you don't seem to get.
Well, as you yourself, John, have said and admitted in so many programs, we really can't work within the system much longer, if at all.
No, we can't. They're using the system against us. Yes. But I just don't want to see this country fragmented. Well, it's already fragmented. I just don't want to see it destroyed and go down in flames, this experiment we call the United States.
I don't believe the people in Spain in 1936 wanted to see Spain destroyed. I don't think the people in Weimar Germany in the 1920s wanted to see Germany destroyed. They didn't want it, but it happened because the people in control made sure that it happened.
Russia, the same way.
And that's the situation we're in, exactly the same situation. People will do nothing until they have no other option. And in Russia, they didn't do anything. They just sat there and let it happen in 1917.
In Venezuela.
And it's happening in Venezuela. I don't I know that, I don't know that much about Venezuela, but I know that Chavez is a left-wing nut, but I also know that the fact that he's challenging the boys that are really in control, which makes me have a little bit of hope for what he's doing.
Well, don't get your hope up for this man at all.
He's standing up to the international bankers, and anybody that stands up to the international bankers, I got to, you
well,
know.
Well, I got news for you, Jim. He's playing their game, their number. Their number is to create the dialectic of opposition so they can move forward with their plan.
Exactly, the false opposition.
So he really isn't working against them. He's playing into their hands.
Well,
and this is the tragedy that we have in the world today. They set up this paradox. They set up the...
It's called a false dichotomy.
Right, it's a false dichotomy, and whatever you want to call it, it's a typical dialectical tool. They create a problem, then they create opposition to the problem, then they move forward with a synthesis, which is world government, and it means worldwide war.
And we control both sides of the argument. We're back to the, you know, the crooked
they
gambling
do.
Hall. But
we
it's
don't have
one
any control. They control it. Not us, though. Not you and me, Jim. But anyway,
absolutely.
You're right. You're right in your diagnosis of the problem. The problem is that the people themselves have been so dumbed down and so lethargic in this country that they do not, in my opinion, they do not even have the will to resist tyranny. And when you will not resist tyranny... Or the devil, he's not going to flee from you. He's going to come right down
on
your shoulders.
Who triumphs when you don't have the will to resist?
No, the enemy always wins.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And the only two exceptions that I can think of, at least in the 19th and 20th century, is Spain in 36 and Germany in 29.
Yep.
That's the only two exceptions. That everybody else has succumbed to the whole thing.
I know.
They bought it hook, line, and sinker.
No, you're right. And they quash any possible opposition before it happens, if they can. That's the idea.
And who was demonized as one of the worst people in history? Franco. Forget about Hitler. We know how demonized he was. But Franco in Spain was demonized as the worst thing that ever happened. That man saved that country. He saved that country.
Yeah.
Well, first off, if you're talking about Hugo Chavez, his mentor is Fidel Castro. And his goal is the destruction of this country. Fidel Castro, give me a perfect example of how they move their chess pieces around. And there was a book written called Pawns in a Chess Game.
Yes.
Supposedly the combined forces of the FBI and the mafia could not kill Fidel Castro. But yet the President of the United States, senators, and everybody else can be knocked off, okay?
I wonder who is backing Fidel.
People that are allowed to remain in place for the overall picture. And Hugo Chavez is a thug. My wife is from there. I've been down to Venezuela. Believe me, this man is only for himself. Here's a man supposedly for the poor people.
Yeah.
He's wearing Armani suits. It's a lie. It's a total lie.
The man's a buffoon. Let's face it.
Well, what about the nationalization of industries now going on down there? He's seizing private property.
Become a dictator. It's too late for the people of Venezuela. I said, you have to do something about this man. But yet he's...
Well, we have our man here, though. We have George Bush, who really is the Hugo Chavez of America. Isn't it ironic that both men are denouncing each other's when both of them have so much in common?
That's like one capo denouncing another capo as they report to their don.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
As Chavez is working with Red China, he's working with Iran, he's working with North Korea, and they've made statements that we're going to bring America to its knees.
And who has armed Red China? Who has promoted trade with Red China? And this general they just put in charge in Iraq,
Fallon, in the Middle East, is one that's promoted.
Well, listen. This General Fallon is the one that was riding in those aircraft in Red China, admiring the wonderful, sophisticated technology that we've provided and Israel has provided Red China so they can be used against us. He's now in Iraq.
He recently attended an APEC meeting. Admiral Fallon attended one, and gave a glowing report on what he accomplished there. So this is how hopeless the situation is.
Yeah, you're right.
You cannot name one person in the entire modern history that ever succeeded in anything in any government that was denounced by the New York bankers or the London bankers. Not one.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it, Jim. Once again, you were very articulate as usual. We have a break coming up, though. We have more callers on the line.
Sure. Nice talking to you.
Thank you. Henry and Alfred, You can jump aboard right now. There's a line available at 800-313-9443. Whom does the bell toll for? It tolls for thee. All right, John Clark can be reached, by the way. ImmigrationControl.com is the website. And, John, of course, I know you've sold some of your books, too, and you've written a couple of good books to try to support yourself. It isn't easy when you've given up a big business in managing bands and so forth, rock bands, music bands, all kinds of things, to devote all of your resources to this issue, which is the paramount issue of our time. So, and we do applaud you for that, John. All right, stay where you are, John Clark. We'll be right back after the break with more talk right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. That's right, Radio Free America, uncensored, and it's only right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and give us a call. We'll be right back.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All righty, John Clark with me, and we will take some more calls. All right, let's do that right now. 1-800-313-9443. Henry is in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, you're on with John Clark and Rick.
Yeah, I disagree. One thing I was going to say, Mr. Clark, I disagree with you in one way, but rightfully so. This does have to do with race. I remember Cooper reading books by these Illuminati people, these sick wacko nuts with their crap. And for the past 30 years, even legally, but certainly illegally, all we've been taking in this country are people from non-white, non-European, mm-hmm. third-world countries. And the thing that's amazing is that it's not just Mexicans. They got everything coming from south of the border. If you look at Queens, New York, you look at Los Angeles, you look at now it's Miami now.
Henry, yeah. Right here in where I live in Providence, we've got this mayor.
Providence. You're not that far from me. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know that. But we got this homosexual mayor. I'm getting a lot of feedback. My headphones. Okay.
Okay.
You got this homosexual mayor Cicilline that's welcoming in people from Nigeria, welcoming them now from Burundi. As you know, Burundi in Africa, where the Tutsis and the Hutus were embroiled in genocide. And
yeah,
now we're
that.
Supposed to take them all in. We're supposed to be housing hundreds and thousands of people. And then all of a sudden, we have a major financial crisis on our hands. And so we're going to blame the governor because the governor doesn't want to bail us out for all of our hospitality. Well, tough luck. This is the problem. We're welcoming in, as you say, people from every continent and every country of the world, at the same time making it difficult for people from Europe to try to come here, try to become Americans.
Henry, I'd like to clarify something.
Go ahead.
It wasn't a race issue. It's not a race issue on our part when we say that we're against illegal immigration.
Yes.
That's right.
We're against Mexicans. It has nothing to do with that. They are the racists. Yes, they are using race to balkanize the country. 85% of immigrants that have come into this country in the last 10 to 15 years are non-white. I mean, they have to do that to destroy the white majority, the Christian. That's always been the backbone of this country.
Bingo.
Yes, it is a race issue on their part. That they keep trying to say that we're KKK, Nazis, for trying to stop Mexicans. We're not trying to stop Mexicans. We're trying to stop illegals no matter where they're from.
Yes.
Right.
Our concern, my concern is the legality. They want to do it legally, that's fine. Do it within the system the same way Americans have to live within the system. If you don't pay your taxes, you go to jail. If you lie to a jury like these officials did with Homeland Security, you would go to jail. They're out there. They're not going to jail. One thing I want to interject also, I've been talking about Tom Tancredo, as being the head of the Immigration Reform Caucus.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He had 92 people. He's no longer the head of the Immigration Reform Caucus. Brian Bilbray has taken over that job. Brian was in Congress when I first went there back in 2005.
Yeah.
He was voted out, and now he's back in. He tried to get the anchor baby thing. He had H.R. 7, which eliminate the anchor babies, which is simply outrageous. We're paying for illegals to come over here, have a baby, and we're paying for their kids for the invasion of this country. Outrageous. Now, Brian Bilbray has taken over the lead of the Immigration Reform Caucus. Tom Tancredo is looking into running for president. He really needs help. He needs help, and I the only thing that they're afraid of is a third party. I know when we worked with Ross Perot, which he turned out to be no good, but they were really afraid of that party because they didn't know what the strength in numbers. They ran really scared when they saw that coming. That's
all right. You want to hang on, Henry?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
All right. And, John, can you stay?
Sure.
A little longer? All right.
Yeah.
You stay where you are, gentlemen. Hour number two coming right up of the program. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We shall return with more.